This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for April 21st. I'm Paul Plack. The 15-day, 6-million-mile mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery wrapped up at 9:08 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday morning with a successful landing at KSC. Heathrow International Airport resumed limited airline operations last night, and the FAA has issued a statement in support of the decision by European regulators. The Pentagon says the ash cloud curtailed flight ops at U.S. bases in England and Germany due to the shutdown of ATC services by Eurocontrol, but that evacuation needs are being met. The IATA says European governments blew it in their response to the hazards posed by that volcanic ash cloud. NTSB will hold a 3-day safety forum on professionalism in aviation next month. Southwest Airlines has informed Canada's WestJet it intends to terminate an agreement between the two airlines to offer connecting service between the U.S. and Canada, saying changes requested by WestJet were a deal killer. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says 5 airlines have pledged that they will not follow Spirit Airlines into the policy of charging for carry-on bags. United Airlines flight attendants have warned management that they'd better be included in any conversation about a merger. Cessna reports receipt of an order last week for 12 Skylanes from the Civil Air Patrol. The new 182s will be delivered before the end of the year. Cessna has also announced the availability of a WAAS GPS upgrade for several legacy Citation models. Sikorsky and Lockheed Martin will compete jointly for the U.S. Navy's revived presidential helicopter contract. And EADS says it will compete again for the KCX tanker, despite the lack of a U.S. partner. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the first part of FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's address at AEA 2010. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.